I guess it was about 4 years ago, there's a group of us that were sitting around and we wanted to do a festival where, you know, people could have the opportunity to test out mountain bikes, how it was originally started. And we kind of said, well, why limit us to just mountain bikes? Let's grow this a festival. You know, and then we all said, well, what if we were to create the perfect festival in our minds, you know, what would it be? And so we all picked and chose some of our favorite festivals we've been to. We picked bits and pieces from those and we combined them all into this. So we kind of say it's a celebration of everything outdoors. It combines camping, gear, music, and beer, you know, which most outdoor enthusiasts really do appreciate. But on a deeper level, it's really designed to connect people with the outdoors and get them engaged with the outdoors, you know, for a lifetime. So the idea is people come, you know, it's a free festival, you know, thanks to a lot of our sponsors, including Anthem. But, you know, people can come, they can test out equipment, they can see pro athletes doing activities, they can take a mountain bike out and test ride it. They can learn to fly fish. There's all kinds of clinics and workshops that they can get involved with. They can watch BMX stunt shows. They can watch dogs jumping into a big tank of water in the Ultimate Air Dog Show. We have slacklining pros. New this year, which we're really excited about, is we have a – and I expect to see you out there on this, Gene – is a portable pump track. You know, which,
what is that?
It's very hard to describe. I was almost didn't bring it up on air. It's a like a roto molded plastic, looped course that has, you know, berms and humps and rollers and bank turns, and you ride on your bike on it. And the idea is you actually don't pedal the bike. The motion of going up a hump and down a hump propels the bike, and it keeps your momentum going forward. It's one of those things you're better off to see and experience. And that's really what this festival is about. It's entirely free. You can come, you can check out all kinds of different activities, and hopefully people walk away, you know, saying, oh man, that was cool. I want to try that and I want to, you know, do that. Or they pick up a piece of cheap gear. We have just a lot of really cool things to engage people with the outdoors.
Getting dizzy just thinking about it. there'll also be, for people that really want to get interactive, there'll be, I guess, a 5K race this year, also a half marathon that goes up to Mill Mountain, guided hikes and bike rides. So really, if people want to get really, really involved, they can.
We've broken it into a couple categories. One is a try it category. So you kind of list all the different activities that you can try, the equipment that you can try. And we have a big pool that you can demo stand-up paddleboards in or kayaks in. We have a watch it category. So if you want to watch pro athletes do something, if you want to see the air dogs jump in or the BMX stunt show, you can do that. And then we have the race it category. You know, like you said, there's a half trail marathon. There's a 5K race. There's a cyclocross race, and we're actually unveiling a new race, first time going public with it right here, called the Wild Gear Chase, which is an urban kind of scavenger hunt. And this is we're pretty excited about this, and the reason we're excited is because everybody that participates walks away with a piece of gear. So
now, are people on their bikes during the scavenger hunt?
This is a foot race,
okay,
a foot event, and you have 2 hours to find as many checkpoints hidden in both wilderness and urban environments throughout the area, basically within a 2 to 3 mile radius of the festival site. You come back in, your scores get tallied, and then we rank everybody first, second, third, all the way through the last person. And then we have a big gear tent, and it has kayaks, bikes, water bottles, socks, tents, sleeping bags in it. And every 30 seconds, somebody enters the gear tent. Now, you can stay in that gear tent as long as you want, but you can only leave the other side with one piece of gear. So every 30 seconds, somebody's coming in. If you take too long, they might take the piece of gear that you've been eyeing. And so we've done this event before, and we're excited to bring it back.
Hmm. Sounds interesting. Sounds like a reality show or something almost. Before I let you go, we're talking with Pete Eshelman, the director of outdoor branding for the Roanoke Regional Partnership. And I just wanted – this is at the old Victory Stadium site.
It is, yep, okay. River's Edge.
You know, you sort of broke the mold where the regional partnership hired you as director of outdoor branding. Mm-hmm. Now you've got Roanoke City, which has hired, people that are, like, for instance, Renee Lavin, who's a trail specialist in the past year. Did you ever think you'd get to the point where are you pleased to see that, you know, some of the localities are picking up on the fact that, well, let's specialize on trails or the outdoors like Joe Hanning, and that we can, you know, make a bigger impact that way?
Well, I think what we've been able to do is start a conversation. You know, I think people have realized, we've always said, you know, you stop 10 people on the street and you ask them what makes this area so special and unique, and they talk about the mountains, the rivers, the lakes, the natural assets, you know, and it was a story that wasn't being told, it was an asset that wasn't being nurtured and developed, and that's what we've been able to do. We've been able to kind of start that story, and people have really begun to realize, wow, we do really have some cool natural assets here. We do live in a beautiful place. How can we use those to attract investment, attract talent to the area? And so we're starting to see that, you know, it's starting to take root. You know, as I said on the way in here, I saw the billboard and it's got this beautiful shot of McAfee Knob up there. And that's the same thing with the trail specialist they hired. You know, we have over 600 miles of trails in the area, 1,000 within a 60-mile radius. And they're all built and maintained by volunteers, you know, groups like the Pathfinders for Greenways and the Roanoke IMBA Club. And, you know, somebody like Renee comes in and she's able to kind of organize and maintain and make sure all the trails within the city property, you know, are kind of being built and maintained to a certain level, you know, a certain standard. And that's a pretty cool thing.
And last question, RoanokeOutside.com, the website, how much is that really made an impact, and are people still using it as a go-to source to find out what's going on?
Yeah, the traffic on that site continues to go up. You know, so I think, you know, when we originally created that, it was a platform, it was a resource for people to find the answers they need. You know, we used to say you kind of, you know, had to know the secret password to find the outdoors and find the trailheads and things like that, because there was no one place where you could find all that information. And that was our goal. Our goal was to make the outdoors more accessible and more user-friendly. And that site, I mean, again, you can find where to rent boats, where to get your bike fixed. You can find trip ideas, where to camp. You know, we try to have everything on there that's outdoor-related, and I think we've succeeded so far.
All right. Pete Eshelman is Director of Outdoor Branding for the Roanoke Regional Partnership. And Pete, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Gene.